Rashid asked me a question. Can you please talk about the value of sitting silent in meditation, of silent meditation? It is beyond any value. Is priceless. And why? Because how can you put the price on your life? How much is a life worth? And that's what meditation is. You find yourself. And even more than that, if you can't put the price to life, then how can you put the price to God? So it can't be measured in any value. Because finding yourself is finding God. How can we put the value on that? It's impossible. The Zen people say, in a single sitting, you can burn all your karmas. In a single sitting, you can realize your Buddhahood. Yes, it can happen in a single sitting, but most probably you would have done 1,000 sittings before that. And many people are trying to sit, are trying to meditate. But it's very difficult because they're just repressing. They're repressing the mind, the tensions, they're worried, their dreams, their fantasies. Then meditation is very difficult. It's never been easy, but maybe now more difficult than ever because you are more mental. In the old days, in India, Japan, China, people were not so mental. They were more simple. That's why I say it's so important to unburden yourself. Otherwise, it's very difficult. That which should be the most easy has become the most difficult. And why? Because you are carrying so much. And you are not committed yet. You haven't made that decision. You are still split. Then it makes it very difficult. If you are committed, if you have decided, then it's easy. And then whatever comes up, can be dealt with. And especially here, you have so many techniques. Because again and again, I remind you, it's very difficult to start with sitting. It comes when you are unburdened. Meditation, dhyan, in India means to come back to the source. You come back to your true nature. You get lost and found in yourself. So, how can you be value that? No, we have first gotten lost. Lost outside. Through all the senses, you have gone out. So then the journey is to come back, slowly, slowly, coming back to your center. That is the whole part of dhyan, of meditation. You coming back home. You start closing the doors to the outside. Then when you have found your center again, your home, when you have rested in the cave of the heart, in silence, in consciousness, then again you can come out. But now everything will be different. Now you will come out from consciousness, from awareness, from peace itself, from love itself. Before, you didn't know. You didn't know who you were, so only masks. And anybody who just have masks will get very tired. Very tired of acting. How can you act always? And that's why everybody is tired. They want to take off their mask. They want to relax. So when all these masks are dropped, then only you can see your original face, your true nature. Now you know the center, now you know yourself. Now again coming out, it will be a totally different life. You will have a totally different view. You will see, you will feel, you will sense, you will trust yourself, because you know yourself. Not knowing yourself, you will always doubt yourself. You will always be split. Is this right? Is that right? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I go here? Should I go there? Should I listen to this? Should I listen to that? Should I go to this master? Should I go to that master? Should I try that technique? Should I try this technique? Should I work here? Should I work there? Should I be with this one? Should I be with that one? Everything functions on the outside. Finding your center means, no, nobody can fool yourself. Nobody can fool you, and you can't fool yourself. You know. So you ask the value of sitting, meditation, sitting silently. It is priceless. But maybe you have to pay a price to sit silently. That is another thing. Maybe you have to pay all your worries, all your conflicts, all your anger, all your frustration, all your dreams, all your projects, maybe all that has to go. But the price of meditation is beyond any price. Because it gives you freedom, it gives you truth, it gives you consciousness, it gives you silence, it gives you understanding, it gives you compassion, it gives you eyes. But remember, in this world, many people who is professional meditators, they can't meditate. It's not necessary that they meditate. It's much more possible that they're just sitting on it, because they are not unburdened. Still, their minds, their body, their emotions is restless. Then it's impossible to sit. You have to create the right climate for it. You have to get rid of the weeds if you want to have a beautiful flower garden. You have to start with the real work to get away the weeds, to prepare the soil, and to start planting what you really want. And after planting it, taking care of it every day, giving it water, not forgetting it, and waiting. Then flowers will come. That's just the law of nature, of existence. But how can there be flowers if you haven't even planted anything? Even if you haven't prepared the soil? Even if you haven't taking away the weeds, you're still protecting the weeds, and then you dream about flowers, and then you were wondering why you're so frustrated. You're wondering why you're still screaming, why you have nightmares. Because you haven't realized what you really want. You are not tired yet. You haven't, like Buddha said, suffered enough. Many people have to suffer first. Only then can they appreciate. Intelligent people, they don't need to suffer. They just see the situation or feel the situation. Or suddenly fall in the situation. And then they become wet. Then they remember something. But for most people in this world, meditation is definitely of no value. Because you can't prove yourself from it. You can't make money from it. You don't get more famous from it. It's useless commodity for most people. only for those people who wants to find back to their own self. And that is not many. Most people are going as fast as they can away from themselves. And a sannyasin is one who starts realizing this, getting more and more conscious that this is what I really want. This is what I really long for. This is why I'm here. This is what I want to dedicate myself to. This is first on the list. Then everything is possible very easy. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Difficult because you still need difficulties. So, dhyan, meditation, means coming back to yourself. Becoming one. When you go out, you are many. And that's what it means to be schizophrenic. You are many. There's many voices, there are many yous. You are split. The closer you come back to your center, the more you become your true self, the more you become one. From the millions to the one. That is the whole path. And that is what is happening here. And you can feel it, and many people can feel it. It is a deep cleansing. In a single sitting, all your karmas can be burnt. In a single sitting, you can realize your Buddhahood. Because it is there. It just has been hidden of too many views, too many ideas. When all that is evaporated, your true self will shine forth. It is waiting. Let's go there. And remember, it's not a doing. It is an understanding, an acceptance, an opening. you can't do it. You have to rest. You have to melt into the cave of the heart. And if you have stumbled across it, if you have tasted it, if you have found it, then nothing can tempt you in the outside world anymore. Because it's so beautiful, so silent, and so much more valuable than the whole world. And then peace comes like a shadow. Joy comes like a shadow. Love comes like a shadow. Because in some mysterious way, you have seen, you have felt. In some mysterious way, something opened. And bliss is showering like rain. And you can hear every single raindrop. And everything falls silent.